Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
By the time I took office, the war in Afghanistan had entered its seventh year. But Al-Qaeda's leaders had escaped into Pakistan and were plotting new attacks, while the Taliban had regrouped and gone on the offensive. Without a new strategy and decisive action, our military commanders warned that we could face a resurgent Al-Qaeda and a Taliban taking over large parts of Afghanistan. For this reason, one of the most difficult decisions that I've made as president, I ordered an additional 30,000 American troops into Afghanistan. When I announced the surge at West Point, we set clear objectives to refocus on Al-Qaeda, to reverse the Taliban's momentum, and train Afghan security forces to defend their own country. I also made it clear that our commitment would not be open-ended and that we would begin to draw down our forces this July. Tonight, I can tell you that we are fulfilling that commitment.
Well, there's the president from the address. The plan to draw down the troops in Afghanistan is the focus, and that's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The president explaining how many of our troops will be coming home, all of that part of the discussion, and your input certainly welcome and encouraged. 800-510-8255 is the call in line to the Talk Radio Countdown program as we listen to more of the president telling the story here about the troops and when they'll come home.
Thanks to our extraordinary men and women in uniform, our civilian personnel, and our many coalition partners, we are meeting our goals. As a result, starting next month, we will be able to remove 10,000 of our troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year, and we will bring home a total of 33,000 troops by next summer, fully recovering the surge I announced at West Point. After this initial reduction, our troops will continue coming home at a steady pace as Afghan security forces move into the lead. Our mission will change from combat to support. By 2014, this process of transition will be complete, and the Afghan people will be responsible for their own security.
All right. So there's a whole debate, as you know, that people who like Obama, people who don't like Obama, war lovers, the war haters, whether we ought to have been in Afghanistan to begin with, all of that stuff. We were, this goes back to the George Bush days for sure, when most people who have anything in their head other than rocks think that we ought not to have gone to Iraq. We should have gone to Afghanistan and worked out the problems that were there. We could have gotten bin Laden a lot sooner than we did. And you know, that debate and discussion goes on. Obama, as a matter of fact, talks about bin Laden and Al-Qaeda as the speech proceeds.
We're starting this drawdown from a position of strength. Al-Qaeda is under more pressure than at any time since 9/11. Together with the Pakistanis, we have taken out more than half of Al-Qaeda's leadership. And thanks to our intelligence professionals and special forces, we killed Osama bin Laden, the only leader that Al-Qaeda had ever known. This was a victory for all who have served since 9/11. One soldier summed it up well. The message, he said, is we don't forget. You will be held accountable no matter how long it takes. The information that we recovered from bin Laden's compound shows Al-Qaeda under enormous strain. Bin Laden expressed concern that Al-Qaeda had been unable to effectively replace senior terrorists that had been killed, and that Al-Qaeda has failed in its effort to portray America as a nation at war with Islam, thereby draining more widespread support. Al-Qaeda remains dangerous, and we must be vigilant against attacks. But we have put Al-Qaeda on a path to defeat, and we will not relent until the job is done.
Blah, 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 blah. That's what I'm hearing. What about you? 800-510-8255, the news media, and certain people on radio talk programs, some of the talk television programs, built this speech up to be like the next coming of the Lord or something. There's no inspiration here in my mind. I don't hear anything. A lot of political double speak. We're going to do this. We promise to do that. Our men and women in service, all these phony politicians use the military as the backdrop for whatever their issues are, their preferences. It's pretty sickening, actually. 800-510-8255. Okay, so what happens next is the question, and Mr. Obama speaks to that.
In Afghanistan, we've inflicted serious losses on the Taliban, and taken a number of its strongholds. Along with our surge, our allies also increased their commitments, which helped stabilize more of the country. Afghan security forces have grown by over 100,000 troops, and in some provinces and municipalities, we've already begun to transition responsibility for security to the Afghan people. In the face of violence and intimidation, Afghans are fighting and dying for their country, establishing local police forces, opening markets and schools, creating new opportunities for women and girls, and trying to turn the page on decades of war. Of course, huge challenges remain. This is the beginning, but not the end, of our effort to wind down this war. We'll have to do the hard work of keeping the gains that we've made while we draw down our forces and transition responsibility for security to the Afghan government. And next May, in Chicago, we will host a summit with our NATO allies and partners to shape the next phase of this transition. We do know that peace cannot come to a land that has known so much war without a political settlement. So as we strengthen the Afghan government and security forces, America will join initiatives that reconcile the Afghan people, including the Taliban. Our position on these talks is clear. They must be led by the Afghan government, and those who want to be a part of a peaceful Afghanistan must break from Al-Qaeda, abandon violence, and abide by the Afghan Constitution. But, in part because of our military effort, we have reason to believe that progress can be made.
All right. 800-510-8255. We're taking bits and pieces of the president's speech. Let's have one more, and then we'll get into the talk radio and talk television analysis of this. More importantly, your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Did you catch it? The president's speech. What happens next here?
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Hi everyone, listen up. Right now, you have the ability to earn 5 to 10 grand a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K a month, 40kamonth.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a unique way of understanding what's going on in some of your favorite political talk radio shows or your thoughts, because there's a universality to what gets discussed in our country. And the focus on Afghanistan, as the president was, pretty much outlining what it is that he sees for the immediate future and down the road a bit. I said something that someone wanted me to clarify in terms of the military being used. Men and women who volunteer to serve our country put the uniform on, and many go into harm's way. The decisions that are made about where they are sent, or in some cases where you are sent, many people listening to American Forces Radio right now to this program probably know or are thinking and get the essence of what I'm saying in terms of being put in harm's way. I object as an individual American to men and women being used in two circumstances. One of them is to be put into harm's way for purposes that the public either doesn't agree upon in general, or the use of men and women in service to get to a goal that doesn't seem to be in the best interests of everybody. And thus the second question that this person had about me in terms of the military backdrop. How many times have you seen politicians, be it Republican or Democrat, they go to a military base and they make a speech and they're running for office? Those people who are there are being used as a backdrop to a person's political goal, and I object to that. I don't think the military should be involved in politics at all, in general. The president or whoever it is that's the politician that's using these people in uniform ought to be a little more sensitive to the fact that some people may or may not agree with their point of view, and to be asked or required to show up and salute. I'm not suggesting you don't salute the commander-in-chief, but what I'm suggesting is that these people are using those folks who are there to do another job. They aren't there to bolster the political future of Barack Obama or George Bush. They're there to fight and serve our country. So hopefully that clarifies what I was talking about. Here is the president talking about the goal for Afghanistan and Pakistan to wrap us all up.
The goal that we seek is achievable and can be expressed simply. No safe haven from which Al-Qaeda or its affiliates can launch attacks against our homeland or our allies. We won't try to make Afghanistan a perfect place. We will not police its streets or patrol its mountains indefinitely. That is the responsibility of the Afghan government, which must step up its ability to protect its people and move from an economy shaped by war to one that can sustain a lasting peace. What we can do and will do is build a partnership with the Afghan people that endures, one that ensures that we will be able to continue targeting terrorists and supporting a sovereign Afghan government. Of course, our efforts must also address terrorist safe havens in Pakistan. No country is more endangered by the presence of violent extremists, which is why we will continue to press Pakistan to expand its participation in securing a more peaceful future for this war-torn region. We'll work with the Pakistani government to root out the cancer of violent extremism, and we will insist that it keeps its commitments. For there should be no doubt that so long as I am president, the United States will never tolerate a safe haven for those who aim to kill us. They cannot elude us, nor escape the justice they deserve.
All right, callers at 800-510-8255 on the countdown up next.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. So did I do a good enough job explaining the military, my feelings about the military and being in service? Let's ask Bill, who's in Rapid City. Your thoughts, please, Bill, on the countdown.
I thought that was excellent. When I first started listening to you, I was kind of half asleep. Here it's about 3:30 in the morning.
Right, that's okay. Now we'll wake you up. What's on your mind?
The thing of it is that, first of all, I'm a veteran. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm thinking that, hey, you know, these guys have been doing this for thousands of years over there. And then I'm wondering, I got a bunch of issues. It's like, well, why doesn't NATO help us out more? And then I'm wondering, where's the Henry Kissingers of the world?
The Henry Kissingers of the world, depending on whether you like them or you dislike them, those people are rare. There are not a lot of diplomats. Actually, Hillary Clinton, according to most every angle that you can look at and most every country you can examine and most everybody who watches what that job is about and how she's performed, gives her a grade of A. She has done marvelously well. And again, you get that from Republicans and Democrats. Probably not a better choice in this circumstance. And that's probably why she's going to head the World Bank, because she's so well respected around the world. She has done as good a job as Kissinger did. You go back over some of the people who have been pretty good at this. Colin Powell for a while was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But I mean, think of some of the other people who have been in there in the last, 30 years since Kissinger. There's been a void, and that's one of the reasons that we've not done particularly well in the eyes of many of these countries who think that we're imperialists. They think that we're the aggressor.
Sure. Hillary, I can play dumb on that a little bit, because she's not in the news enough for me as just a civilian to understand exactly what she's done. I'm always for diplomacy. I'm always for peace.
Of course, rather than fighting, absolutely.
You bet. And I just think that, you know, to be quite honest with you, I was impressed with Obama's decisiveness. All week long, I was listening to different talk shows, and they were saying, well, maybe 5,000, he's not going to do it. And he was very decisive tonight, yeah, which we need. And I'm sure the guy...
Did you vote for him?
I didn't vote at all.
Oh, why didn't you vote?
I didn't like the candidates.
No, neither one of them.
No, I really didn't.
Do you vote in the primaries?
No.
No. See, that's the problem.
I didn't,
if you don't vote in the primaries and you don't make the right decisions.
Well,
the decisions
I don't see anyone out there right now that I want to vote for either.
Yeah, well, that's all the reason. I'm going to
Except
send you to.
Maybe Obama.
You wouldn't vote for Obama, you think?
Maybe. Uh-huh. But the rest of them, I can't say I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump.
No.
You know?
So go to I'm going to send you to a website. I'm going to send you to a website, Bill. It's called Votocracy. Do you have a computer? You go online? You use any of the modern tools of communication?
No, I don't.
You don't? Right.
My last quarter of college, they came out with computers.
Yeah. Well, and is it great if you go, if you do ever do get a computer and you want to give yourself different choices or perhaps see the future of elections in our country, Votocracy is it. It's aimed at people just like you who don't vote in the primaries. Don't vote in the general election because you can't stand the people who are running. It's understandable, although not desirable, but we have let this country, and this is a whole different subject, people say they're fighting for our freedom, and if anything, if I were in the military and I looked at what's going on and how our freedoms are being eroded, I'd be angrier that people say we're fighting for our freedoms. What freedoms are we fighting for? We're losing our freedoms right and left every single day, and one of the freedoms we're losing is the real freedom of choice when it comes to who to elect. So you might want to check out that website, Votocracy, VOTOCRACY.com. Thanks for your call, sir. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly is the auto parts store you can depend on. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $30 on our Road Trip Ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio. For over a decade, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
It's 33 after the hour now. You're listening to the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of some of the hot hits in talk radio. The president's speech on Afghanistan is in our sights at the moment. Your calls and thoughts, please share them with us. 800-510-8255. The plan is to draw down our troop strength in Afghanistan. And the how soon and how many questions being asked somewhat. Talking about what you might predictably think is an overview of this, selling it to the public, et cetera, et cetera. Are you sold? Do you think the president was presidential? Here is talk host John Hancock talking about the president's plan.
You know, back in December 2009, he did the 30,000 troop surge. So now he's withdrawing 10,000 troops by the end of the year, 5,000 this summer, 5,000 before the end of the year, 10,000 total. 20,000 round numbers in addition, no later than September 2012. That would, in essence, account for all the extra forces that he ordered to Afghanistan in December of 2009. Still be 70,000 U.S. troops remaining in the country. The announced drawdown at a time when the public has turned decidedly against the war. Well, yeah, to some extent, we've been there 10 years, and the other is once Osama was gone, that was kind of, that's what we all wanted on 9-12-2001, was we wanted that SOB's head not on a platter, and we didn't get that, but we got to sail him off the side of the Carl Vinson, and Afghanistan, no longer a launching pad for exporting terrorism, hasn't been for years, so that would probably play into the, because that's all gone to Pakistan now. Obama, under, of course, the mounting political pressure to wind down the war, especially since Osama is dead, and the fact that there's an election coming up, I'm sure plays not into this one iota. At least 1,500 members of the U.S. military have died. 12,000 have been wounded since the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in late 2001. Financial cost is about $440 billion and is on the rise given the heavy troop commitment. Jumps to about $120 billion a year, twice the total of 2 years ago. So those costs have risen in importance as a divided U.S. government struggles to cut its budget deficits. In case you haven't heard, the economy seems to be a pretty big subject these days, maybe even bigger than a war. The decision to start withdrawing forces in July amounts to a pledge kept by Obama, but the scope and the pace of the drawdown hotly debated even among his own people. The military lobbied for a more modest troop reduction. Obama promised a significant one as support for the war by the country and Congress faded. The initial withdrawal is expected to happen in two phases, 5,000 coming home this summer, additional 5,000 before the end of the year. Most Americans, if you read the latest APGFK poll, opposed the war in Afghanistan, are far more concerned about the teetering economy recovery at home, which we just talked about. His approval rating on handing Afghanistan dipped to 52%. His approval rating had nothing to do with today's decision.
800-510-8255. $440 billion we have spent over there. Basically, for nothing. We found Osama bin Laden now. You look back at it, the people, those 1,500 or so that have died over there, you do wonder why. Is it we're fighting the Taliban? The Taliban supplying drugs to the world. We're fighting against them, although apparently there's some deal in the works to kind of get along with them. They can be bought. They have been bought in the past by us and by others. They're just interested in the money. The difference between Al-Qaeda and Taliban is stark and distinct, and for those who try to put them both together, that's nonsense. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the House, Mr. Boehner, said after the President's speech that he supports the decision in regard to the drawdown of troops. If the President follows the advice of the commanders and diplomats on the ground, he added, the war weariness must not cause the U.S. to withdraw too rapidly. Americans are, generally speaking, tired of being involved in wars. We are continually involved in wars. We are paying for all these wars. We don't have the money to pay for the war, and the wars don't accomplish anything in the first place. Second place, third place. Here's Don in Jacksonville. Your thoughts on all this, Don. Please go ahead.
Hey, Doug. I just don't see how, after 10 years, this thing's not fixed, and it's not ever going to be fixed. You cannot change a totally corrupt government, as in Karzai. I saw a documentary where 70% of the heroin that comes here comes out of Afghanistan.
Yep.
And once it's from Afghanistan, then it gets purified in Iran. So Karzai's laughing all the way to the bank with our money. He's getting our guys and men and women in uniform killed over there. He's sending the dope over here, killing our kids here. And I think every one of our troops should come home. And I'm not a Obama guy, but man, bring those guys, men and women in uniform, home to where they belong. Let Afghanistan fend for themselves. Keep our CIA in there, find out what's going on, and do exactly like we did in line. We find out where the targets are, go in and get them, and get out.
Thanks. I'm with you, 100%. His brother, Karzai's brother, bought a 770-acre farm outside of Butler, Pennsylvania, a few years ago. Where do you suppose the money came from to buy that? Interesting, isn't it? Thinking about that and those little things, the little details that not many people know. 800-510-8255. Here's host Rick Roberts talking to one of his callers about the Obama address.
The president spoke for about 13-14 minutes on the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. I got to be honest with you, I was not moved. I was not moved in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, when he got to the very end about nation building, you know, we're gonna come home and start building this nation. Well, did you have to destroy it before you started building it again? I mean, nobody's working. Everybody's broke. Businesses are folding left and right. Our borders are wide open. We've never been in a mess this big before. So I guess it was necessary to talk about building a nation here at home. You know, as I listened to this man talk, I don't know whose words those were. They weren't his, obviously. You know, somebody sat down and it's, you know what it sounded like? I'll be totally honest with you. It sounded like a high school senior literature class where somebody tried to put a paper together that they had to stand in front of the class and read. That's what it sounded like to me. Yeah, exactly, the final project. And we know that if we try, with the spirit of America, we can overcome, we can succeed. I could have written that thing in 5 minutes on the back of a napkin while I was eating lunch today. You know, yes, anytime the troops are coming home, that's good news, as long as we don't leave the ones behind without the support and equipment that they need to do whatever it is they need to do. I'm all for that. But all the rest of this stuff, nothing he said sounded presidential to me. And I'm biased when it comes to Obama. I can't think of a, you know, this guy makes Carter look good, in my opinion. But I was especially amused by the, now it's time to come home and build this nation. like nobody could do anything until now. It just doesn't make any sense. Let's go to your calls. Steve in San Juan Capistrano. Hi, Steve.
Hey, look, I call that President Obama's El Presidente Menudo speech. You know, it was full of so much tripe, you'd have to love tripe to swallow that garbage. Anyway, you know, if he's talking about rebuilding our country, all he's got to do is enforce the immigration laws, and we could probably free up about 7 to 10 million jobs where American citizens would gladly do those jobs, especially in construction. And even in a few other areas, the only jobs that Americans won't do are probably picking fruit and vegetables, and I think that's about it. But, you know, if he wants to rebuild this country, how about securing our borders and, you know, enforcing federal immigration laws? And I'll tell you what, we could put a load of Americans back to work, and it would sure help this economy. That's
well,
the way I see it, Ray.
Were you not moved and, no, transcending moved, were you not inspired, encouraged as an American by the thought of Barack Obama now being dedicated to building this great nation?
Well, you know, about every time I hear him speak, to be honest with you, he makes me ill. You know, I miss George Bush.
I don't miss George Bush, and I don't think I'll miss Obama either. Where are the good leaders? 800-510-8255. Just joining us, the president announcing the beginning of the end of the longest war in American history. How many of you remember when it got started right after Al-Qaeda struck? In 2001, troop withdrawals, 5,000 personnel right away, another 5,000 in a month, maybe a few months. End of next year, most of the 30,000 troops representing the surge will be pulled out. 70,000 troops will be left there. The president, some say, was decisive. Others say not decisive. But no matter what, it is at least, I suppose you'd look at it as a good sign rather than sending more in there. Because there's really nothing being accomplished, and there hasn't been pretty much since we went over there for various reasons. 800-510-8255. More from the talk radio world about the president's speech and the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan here on the Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Surfer David Butcher puts Bullfrog Sunblock to the test.
I use Bullfrog because it stays on. I'm a surfer. I do recall that being the surfer's choice because it was the best as far as staying on in the water the longest and providing the best sunblock. I've used many other sunscreens, and no other brand stays on in the water as long as Bullfrog, my sunscreen of choice.
Invented, tested, and trusted by surfers. Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun. Based on testing standards, used as directed.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Matron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Matron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Matron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. on a train, you can have a little burning back there on your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. The Anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. This hour devoted to the president's speech and your thoughts on whether it was good or bad. You're supportive of him. Most people are. Here's Talko's Daryl Connor with the president's address on his mind and how so many have been quick to hate pretty much everything he says and does.
I said, given the circumstances in which what this country was in 2008 and is still in today, I don't think that the job he's done is as bad as people have made it out to be. I mean, there have been a number of things that have been done. Let me just run down the line of maybe some things that stand out for me. Let's see. He extended child tax credits. He established a credit card bill of rights. He extended the Bush tax cuts. I think that you know, for those making, I think, over $250,000 a year for a couple, and I think $200,000, I believe, single. And a lot of folks thought that was the right thing to do. I think closing the donut hole and the Medicare prescription drug plan was a good thing to do. I would not have put my focus, and some folks have called up and have talked about this, I wouldn't have put my focus on health care reform before taking care of the job situation. I think that was a mistake. But one of the things he did do in terms of health care, closing the donut hole in Medicare prescription drug plans, I think was a good thing. I think requiring insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions, I think is a good thing. You know, I think requiring children to have some type of health insurance coverage, I've always supported that. You know, I think that there's been a lot of things. He's increased the Veterans Administration budget. He's fully funded it. And, you know, he's expanded it, and I thought that was huge. And, you know, he made a promise to start ending the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, I think that there has been a number of things that he's done that you can consider good. I think there's been a number of things that Bush has done good. I mean, the things that kind of popped out, you know, in my mind for George W. Bush was No Child Left Behind. I think the Medicare prescription drug benefit was a great idea. Obviously, putting together the surge in Iraq when the Iraq war was struggling, when it was looking like it was going the other way. I think there's been a number of things that both guys have done that I think have been good things. I think capturing Osama bin Laden, I think capturing and killing Osama bin Laden, I think, you know, Bush capturing Saddam Hussein were good things. Now, you're going to have people that are going to, you know, on both sides who are going to look, yeah, but, you know, the fact of the matter is both Obama and Bush have done good things. It's disingenuous to say, to just disagree with everything that either guy has ever done just because you sit on the other side of the aisle.
And there's been so much of that. That's pretty well pointed out, Daryl O'Connor, whether or not you like the president or you don't like the president or you like the president before or not. There are always the good things that are done by any or all of these people. They get washed away, though, with political priorities, if you know what I mean. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Kind of like a virus in your computer, this stuff doesn't ever go away. We're focused on the discussion, president wanting to get troops out. Yep, good idea. I'm finding there's more civility to much of the conversation here than has been the case in the last year or so with whatever the issue. Let's see what Bill Hemmer on Fox got out of former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton, who's rumored to be thinking about running for president, if you can believe that or not. Anyway, the focus is whether or not the plan is a good one.
Is this the right call?
No, I don't think so. I mean, let's be realistic. We wouldn't even be talking about a major presidential speech or calculating how many troops he's going to announce withdrawing if the president himself hadn't set up this very artificial deadline back in December 2009 when he announced the U.S. and NATO surge in Afghanistan to begin with. It was a mistake to create that kind of deadline then, and it's a mistake now to follow through on it, and particularly to withdraw people. It's true we've had some success in the past several months, and that's much to be applauded. But, you know, if you're playing football and you get down on your opponent's 20-yard line, you don't say, okay, time to pull some players out of the game. You increase the pressure.
Well, that or here's the ball. Here's the fact that we believe. Phase withdrawal, 5,000 by the end of the summer. Another 5,000 by winter or spring of next year, 2012. We're hearing even from Republicans who believe this is the right call. There's more concern about the debt and what we're spending. You hear John Huntsman in his announcement from yesterday and again earlier today that, you know, now's the time. Huntsman actually went a step further. He says 10,000 is not nearly enough. It has to be faster than that. What do you think?
Well, I think Governor Huntsman is flatly wrong on that. You know, this is exactly the time to increase pressure on Taliban. It is not the time to begin withdrawing. It's certainly not the time to negotiate. I think the measure of troops we put in or pull out in the president's speech is as much a consequence of the president's political calculation as it is our strategy on the ground. You know, he's trying to thread the needle. He told the Democratic left he was going to begin a withdrawal of the surge forces this summer. He will do that. But he greatly fears a military debacle on the battlefield. So I think he's going to try and stretch this past the 2012 election. And that will account for the delay in the withdrawal of the others. And I think that simply highlights how much at risk we still are. Once that 2012 election is gone, the president's free of his last electoral constraint.
All right. this guy, if there's anybody who personifies meaningless drivel, this guy is it. John Bolton is a complete nincompoop and has always been a complete nincompoop. Where he even gets off thinking he'd make a good candidate for president, oi. 800-510-8255. All right, let's finish this discussion by listening to CNN's Kiran Chetri talking to the mayor of Madison, Wisconsin, decidedly left of center area, and Mick Cornett. So let's see. Paul Soglin is the mayor of Madison. Mick Cornett is the mayor of Oklahoma City, about the U.S. Conference of Mayors, Republicans and Democrats, calling for an end to the war in Iraq and an end to the war in Afghanistan right away.
That mayors of, you know, of cities, local leaders are weighing in on a big national and federal question, which is our involvement in foreign wars. Why did you guys decide that this was important?
Actually, there's a long tradition of making statements of this sort. It was done during the Vietnam conflict. It was done during the 90s in regards to the so-called peace dividend. But it's very clear that as we spend hundreds of billions of dollars a year fighting these wars, our local infrastructure, our state infrastructure, our school infrastructure continues to deteriorate, and we know that that infrastructure is slowing down private investment.
Mayor Cornett, it's symbolic, though, right? I mean, there really isn't any ability of local mayors of cities to affect war policy at the federal level.
No, that's absolutely right. We don't pretend to have the level of information about these types of situations that the executive branch is going to have or members of Congress. But what we believe is that as we strategically pull out of these other areas, those infrastructure dollars that have been spent rebuilding cities in eastern Afghanistan should be redirected to eastern cities in the United States with aging infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. We're spending money in Iraq to rebuild cities that we blew up. We're spending money in Afghanistan to rebuild cities that we blew up. We went there without good purpose. I thought it was important when I went to Iraq, as I've said many times in the air, for us to be there now to sort of put things back together again. But we destroyed a country, and there really isn't any good reason when we could have taken out Saddam Hussein the same way we took out the useless Osama bin Laden. So all of these things, when you look at the amount of money we're spending there, it's a disgrace, frankly. It really is. Bring the troops home, and let's fix America up. That should be the battle cry for the next election, don't you think? There it is, the president's speech in review here on the Council.